Proclamation number 4607, dated the April 5th, 1949. Satan prowls around like a roaring lion. Single quote. Watch and pray. Single quote. Wherever I know a child is in danger, my love is willing to grant every help, and I will rescue it from the control of the one who is my opponent and the enemy of my children. Wherever a soul struggles and intends to fulfill my will, my adversary's power truly need not be dreaded, for I caringly attend to those who push towards me. And I will not abandon my children in their distress. I will erect a wall around them over which no one will be able to climb unless I open the gate myself and lead them to you. Satan prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Remember these words and don't be surprised, for the time of the end has come when he knows that he has not much time left, and when he makes every effort to achieve my living creation's downfall, when he uses means which aim to help him to succeed. How often have I pointed the dangers you are in out to you, for a fierce battle will start between the forces of light and darkness. You will all be subjected to this battle, but especially those who lead a spiritual life next to their earthly one. For they are involved in thoughts of me and therefore particularly provoke my adversary's hostilities in order to stop them. His battle strategy is often successful because he knows people's weaknesses and uses them against them in order to overpower them. You humans, however, have unlimited blessings at your disposal. You can gain victory over him with my help. Don't fear him, but courageously stand up to him. Know that you are strong and unassailable if you love me, and send a quiet thought to me that I will remain with you in your battle against him. And he will take flight from you because he cannot stand my presence. You are stronger than he is as soon as you enter the battle with me. I have no share in that which emerges from the nether world. I stay with my children, and even if these children of mine only voluntarily place themselves at the Father's disposal, are obedient to him, as soon as he informs them of his will regarding the work in his vineyard. I call those my children who recognize the Father's voice and pay attention to his call, and, if I give them a task, who are always willing to stand up for me, thus to actively teach if I educate them as a teacher. Hence, whoever wants to be accepted as my child must also come to the Father like a child and get from him the instructions for his journey through life. And if I then ask that my teaching shall be spread when I myself send my teaching to earth through the voice of the Spirit, then this teaching must be sacred to him and he must accept and highly value it as the purest truth from the heavens. In that case, however, it will also always remain the best and most sacred to him, which he will no longer renounce, because it is strength from above which will also automatically pull him upwards. But to relinquish my gift very seriously violates the obedience owed to me by a child and consequently cannot be a blessing either. And then you will be able to recognize the adversary's influence and have to protect yourselves from it. This is why I draw your attention to it and indicate the signs by which you will be able to recognize him. He will appear as an angel of light to those whose faith is still weak and dazzle them. Their eyes will get increasingly weaker and, in the end, no longer recognize what is right, because they only too willingly listen to him and let themselves be deceived by his mask. However, he will only have control over you if you doubt the pure truth. Then he will use your uncertainty and lead you astray, for he prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Single quote, but you shall watch and pray so as not to fall during the temptation. Amen.